This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Gas prices are sitting at record highs across much of the state, but as CPR's Matt Bloom reports, that hasn't stopped many Coloradans from hitting the road for Memorial Day holiday.
I mean, I usually pay over $100 every time I fill it up.
Boulder resident Andy Burns topped off his truck before heading on a cross-country road trip to Michigan to visit family. He says he plans to look for cheaper hotels to make up for the extra fuel expense.
Yeah, not fun, but you got to do what you got to do.
AAA Colorado says prices are expected to creep even higher heading into the summer travel season, with strong demand from drivers. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado researchers say high energy prices have not kicked off a new drilling spree. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
With the war in Ukraine pushing up gas prices, many Republican politicians have called for looser regulations to boost production. It appears that's not the industry's top priority. A new report from the Payne Institute at the Colorado School of Mines found companies are taking in plenty of cash, but there's only been a modest increase in new drilling and a far greater focus on shareholder dividends and stock buybacks. That means the industry isn't likely to significantly boost production or hiring this year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Millions of students leave college without earning a credential. Colorado has the seventh highest rate in the nation. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
About 27% of Coloradans under age 35 have some college and no credential. That jumps to 53% of the population for those over 35. The report from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center looks at students who had at least one enrollment after 1993. High college costs, inaccessibility, and the currently strong labor market have kept low-skilled workers out of higher education. Experts worry a growing number of workers lacking education credentials risk being left behind. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's staying fairly cool for this holiday. Highs in the 60s around Denver this afternoon. Grand Junction, 63. This is CPR News.